And it is now a time for an album review that I personally am super excited about. We have the album that Fall Out Boy just released, reviewed by Elizabeth, who has joined us today. How you feeling?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are doing great. So tell me a little bit about this Fall Out Boy album. What were your initial thoughts? Anything that stood out to you?
This was their 8th studio album called So Much for Stardust. And the song that stuck out to me the most was Hold Me Like a Grudge. They made a music video for it. And like Pete Wentz, the singer and guitarist, has to go back and like go through all of his old Fall Out Boy relics and kind of like get back into the original Pete Wentz like mindset. And it's really cool to like see all the references to all their old music. So
that's so cool.
I love that.
Especially with a band like Fall Out Boy that's been around for ages. It's like that would be really cool to do a project where it's like, okay, where did we start and where did we end up?
For sure. I'd love to see that. And I know like really any artist that's been around for that long, like legends in the music industry, mm-hmm. just seeing their growth, I guess, would be really, really cool. What were your favorite songs?
So Hold Me Like a Grudge was definitely one of them. Then mm-hmm. Flu Game, because it had like a harder kind of sound, kind of brought more punk back into pop punk. And yeah. then, I mean, obviously Love from the Other Side, which is like the single from this album, which has been all over WZND.
Absolutely. I love it too.
I absolutely love that song.
I have caught myself listening to it outside of the station too. Yes. It is so catchy. And here it is, Love from the Other Side, Fall Out Boy. Love from the Other Side by Fall Out Boy here on New Music Monday for our album review. I am so excited to listen to the rest of this album. I love this single and it just makes me want to headbang every time it comes on.
Oh, me too. I'm catching myself doing the air guitar in the studio and everything. How about you, Elizabeth? Any other like standout collabs, moments, anything like that?
I mean, Pete Wentz just, he's the singer and he just always has that same voice. Like, his Pete Wentz voice, he has never changed. Like, the way he keeps it so consistent, it's amazing. I love him. He's so talented.
I was just thinking about that, how it sounds like this could have been released like 10 years ago and it would have sounded the same. And I love that. Like, it's so recognizable. His voice is just like part of the Fall Out Boy brand. And I don't know, it has, there's a little spot in my heart for that era of pop punk. Obviously, if you listen a lot, you know that I'm a huge Paramore fan. And then, you know, Fall Out Boy, like all of that. It's just makes my heart happy. I love it.
Oh, definitely. Like, I feel like Fall Out Boy has that timeless sound where it's like how you're saying, if this was released 10 years ago, no one would even know because it sounds current, you know? So I kind of feel like when artists can do that, it's a really special thing. And I feel like not a lot of artists can do it, but when they can, it's chef's kiss.
Absolutely. I am so looking forward to listening to the rest of the album. But were there any final thoughts that you had? Any other standout moments?
I would just definitely recommend watching the music video if you are a Fall Out Boy fan for Hold Me Like a Grudge. You will get some serious flashbacks to all their old music, and you get to see Pete Wentz wear that hat again. So
I forgot about that. Oh my goodness. I'll definitely have to check it out. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for joining us.